The silent majority needs a voice. The good news is Gruber is ready to go. Here's Steve.
I think Steve Harrigan is my hero, by the way, from Fox News. This poor schlep, they push him out in front of the cameras in the worst weather. Over and over. I mean, he was at Harvey and getting pounded on, and Irma getting pounded on. Here's Florida. He's out there just getting pummeled. You know, hey, Steve, would you go stand in front of the camera? You'll do it. You're an idiot. Anyhow, my concern is always that something bad happens to one of these folks while this is all going on. So we'll pray for Steve Harrigan's safety and that of the other reporters that are down there telling everybody else not to be here, but we'll be here live at any rate. My next guest, Elena Maria Lopez, is an immigration fraud victim turned whistleblower and citizen advocate. In June 2018, Lopez identified and presented a series of national security immigration fraud cases to the White House. These involve foreign spouses using immigration loopholes to bypass background checks, proper vetting, and hide criminal activities. These spouses then quickly remarried active military with high-level security clearances, often living on U.S. military bases, and fraudulently sought federal benefits. Elena, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on, and I wish I could make this stuff up.
I wish we didn't have to hear it, but, you know, the FBI has apparently contacted you about these cases. They did that first in 2016. Tell me how you got so involved and so interested. First of all, where did you immigrate from?
Oh, I'm a U.S. citizen. I was born in Massachusetts.
Oh, I got you. Immigration fraud victim. I read that just a little bit wrong.
Yeah, immigration fraud victim. Everybody assumes because my last name is Lopez that I was the immigrant. And I'm like, nope. Families have been here from both sides, been here for generations. My dad's Puerto Rican. My mom's German-American. And I married a Dutch national thinking it was the real deal, sponsored him in. That involves not only legal paperwork, but financial responsibilities and
sure.
Filling out a bunch of stuff with the government, and you're willing to do that if you think it's a legitimate marriage and you're starting your life with somebody. And then on the night before our second anniversary, he just out of the blue said, we're getting a divorce, you're moving out. And I thought we were just having marriage problems, and I suggested we go to counseling, and that's when all the admissions started.
And what were those admissions? I want to know about this. Let's get right into that. They admitted what? He admitted what?
He admitted everything. He admitted, I never took this marriage seriously. I only married you for a green card. My family knew it. I mean, it was cold and cruel. They were the cruelest words I had heard in my life, because he was basically saying, I duped you from day one, and guess what? Everybody else, you know, knew about it too.
Wow.
And
that
gets your head spinning.
Yeah, that's tough to swallow, isn't it? I mean, that's a tough break. So he tosses you. And so what was his motivation then to get the green card to be here, just so he could be an American citizen, or did he have even deeper, darker ideas?
It kind of both deeper, darker ideas, what I soon discovered, because this you have to understand everything piled on all at once. All of a sudden, at the same time that he's making these admissions, I'm realizing there's financial irregularities in my account. He's applied for credit in my name. The lease on my car had changed. And when I filed for a divorce and refused to continue signing immigration paperwork, he became violent and tried to kill me repeatedly. So the change was so abrupt that I actually wondered if I ever knew who he was. And that's how I got to the deeper, darker motivations.
So clearly, he was a setup from day one. You were the mark.
Exactly, I was the mark, and he needed a new life outside of the Netherlands. He had, you know, basically burned bridges, had been involved in extensive criminal activities. His former boss thought he had embezzled from the company. He was involved in drug trafficking, drug production, money laundering. You know, like all of this other kind of stuff. And he had even screwed over his, you know, illicit business partner. So he needed a new life in the United States. And he can also make a lot more money in the United States and with less taxes for his legitimate job. So that's what he was looking for.
So where do you go from here? You got involved then and you said, we need to stop this sort of abuse. The FBI contacted you. Tell me about that, about immigration fraud. And September is False Allegation Awareness Month. Tell me about these two things.
Right. It took a while to get there because what I was doing was I was preparing for my own divorce and immigration proceedings, and that's when I started tripping over other cases. And immigration officials know that marriage fraud and immigration fraud is rampant, but they're doing nothing about it. And so I was angry, and I started finding all of these other victims. So I started collecting cases. And what do you do with a former journalist when she's having a mental breakdown? She starts researching everything to death. And that's when I found the other cases. And because I've been collecting cases from around the country, I tripped over that pattern where the false allegation pattern. And especially the false allegations are pretty common, but when people make false allegations to get around background checks, and they all usually involve one or two countries of origin, and then they're quickly remarrying active military, and all the cases look like somebody wrote it up in a guidebook. Here's how to do it. They look so similar. So that's how I got involved with the whistleblowing and reached out to the FBI, and they were very concerned about these cases. They immediately contacted me and asked me for the cluster of all the cases.
Interesting. And so how widespread do you think this is? I mean, how prevalent do you think this problem is? Because you look at what's going on here. We know that we have illegal aliens coming in, and if anybody takes offense to that term, I don't care. That's the term. We have illegal aliens coming across the southern border. We have people, illegal aliens, trying to gain access to this country by pulling a fraud, a deception like they did on you. How prevalent and widespread are these issues in your estimation?
They're pretty rampant, and the government knows it's rampant. And by the way, this is all legal, where people can fix an illegal status, but usually people are trying to fix a temporary status. This is all legal. These aren't people sneaking in through the back door. These are people sneaking in through the front door. And where the false allegations come in are part of domestic violence legislation. We decided in our wisdom in this country to give fast-track green cards to any foreign national claiming abuse. No evidence is required, no interviews, no investigations. Now, what can go wrong with that?
No, pretty much everything from what I can tell and what I'm learning from you. We're here with Elena Maria Lopez, an immigration fraud victim turned whistleblower and now a citizen advocate. What do you do to get people's attention? We only got about 35 seconds left here, Elena, but what do you do and how do you address it and who do you contact? I'll give you the last word.
Okay, I set up the website, immigrationfraud.com, which is my whistleblower site, and saveservices.org talks about false allegations where one in 10 allegations of abuse are false. So go to immigrationfraud.com, give hell to your, get congressmen, both Republicans and Democrats, to close these false allegation immigration loopholes.
Don't be sorry, Elena. Give them hell. Yeah, don't be sorry. But
by the way, I'm a Democrat. I'm a Democrat.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that you're a Democrat. Don't understand it. You know, it's something that I can't fathom, but, you know, I'm going to give you a pass on that. But if you come back here, we have counseling for that every day, Monday through Friday from 6 to 9. We can get you off. We can get you past that.
I'll probably need it soon.
Yeah. Well, you call anytime, Elena, because we counsel, you know, hashtag walk away. We're with you. Hashtag walk away, Elena. You know the rules. Good having you here and good sense of humor. Thank you for that.
And I'll keep you updated because we're getting the White House's interest, okay?
I appreciate that. Please do keep us updated and keep the faith. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye, Mr.
It's the Steve Gerber Show on a free-for-all Friday. We'll be right back.
Get your free water test today from Wolverine Water Systems. Are you tired of the way your water looks, tastes, or smells? With decades of experience, Wolverine Water can manage your situation no matter what the problem. And every single Wolverine Water System is made right here in Michigan because we're locally owned and operated. Wolverine offers a variety of systems to guarantee we meet your water needs. Get your free water test today from Wolverine Water by logging on to WolverineWaterSystems.com. 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 There are two kinds of people, those that have had their identity stolen and those that will. Which one are you? Get protection now with the Michigan Chamber of Commerce Identity Theft Protection Employee Benefit Solution. Employees get the best identity theft protection from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, and you get peace of mind at a fraction of the cost. Get everyone covered before you or they get hacked. Get identity theft protection through the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Chamber banner right now.
Hey, parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress?
Yes.
Well, say hello to instant style with Fashion On. Just spray Fashion On whatever you're wearing and look cool in an instant. Turn orthopedic shoes into vintage high tops, pleated khakis into skinny jeans. Even clip-on ties become fly gold chains. Just spray, let it dry, and presto.
What about my fanny pack?
You mean your hip MP3 player?
Wow.
What about my bifocals?
You mean your hot pink shutter shades?
Hey, I can't see.
But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion.
Thanks, Fashion On.
Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Adopt